Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Nun Dalad, which continues on the theme of the previous Simon, but these are the halachas of foods prepared from before Shabbos so that they finish on Shabbos, which we had spoken about the previous Simon regarding Shia, and now we spoke about that there's a difference between if you're cooking in the pot versus if you're roasting. So continues the Mechaber on Staf Chofei, Amin Aleph, four lines down at the top of the oven. Bimu v'tanur. Now, if it's in the oven, we spoke about if it's on roasting on the fire itself, differentiating between Bisar Shar and Eiz versus Bisar Gidi v'Oif, if you're concerned for Chitui. But bimu v'tanur, if it's in the tanur oven, v'tach piv v'tit, and you smear the opening with clay, bein Gidi v'Oif shleimim, whether we're talking about complete kid goat and bird meat, bein besar shar or eiz, whether to the meat of an ox or a goat, muta is permitted lechashin lechitu. We're not concerned for chitui because shimbo lefteichatan lechatas. If you're going to come to open up the ataner oven and to then stoke the coals, konserduach, it's an ataner. The wind's going to enter and the oven's going to get cooled off. Viskasha habasav yaseh, it's going to make the meat get hard and it's going to be a loss. And then we're not concerned that someone's going to do such a thing, and therefore we weren't going to in that situation. Now, there's no difference in this. Whether it's totally raw, whether it's a little bit cooked, that's when the Beis Yais says Rama further. As long as the cavity of the body is whole, even though you don't have on that its head and its entrails, its intestines, it's called whole for this halacha that we're talking about here in Mechaber, says Agoras Mordechai. Now, those who are stringent, they hold b'tanur toch b'tit. When you have a b'tanur that's smeared with clay, hakol shari, everything is permitted. But v'gabi eish shumagula, but on the fire when it's uncovered, hakol asur, everything is forbidden. B'tanur shepiv mechus. So regarding a b'tanur that its opening is covered, ela shenu toch b'tit, but it's not smeared with clay. Azish l'chalik, then you could differentiate between gediva oif, the sharbasa, between the types of soft meat like kid goat and bird, versus other meat conditions, well, like we explained. It says, that the custom like this opinion, that's the Torah, goes to treat, but it says, the smag and the smag and the save our truth. Says the Mishabura, Siv Katan Yud Aleph. So the Mechaber had said, the first half of this Sif was talking about on the coals itself, differentiating between the Sagdi of Aif versus. Then we said there was a taner and it's tach betit. Then either category, if they're whole, is permitted. We're not considering mechitu because if we can open it up, the wind's going to come in, it's going to cool down. And simkot nirav is kasha basa. The meat's going to get hard, and it's going to be a loss. So we're not concerned someone will do such a thing. Now, if it's in a pot, then lemahani kishu tach betit. Then it doesn't help that it's smeared with clay ledezu according to this bin. The halai is kasha. It's not going to get hard because it's in the pot. Finally, Kameh Bagah, the Masik, look later on, the Ramah, that it comes out. The Amin al-Hakub is that. The custom is to be lenient regarding this. The Sriyah, like, Kazil, the Kibin She'ina Muchen, Lechatois, since it's not ready to be, to stoke the coals, Shari Sosmo Batid, simply because it's sealed with clay. So it's hard to access. It's another barrier. Layoba Lechatois, you're not going to come to stoke the coals, and therefore then it would be permitted. Sivkat and Yud Beis. The Ramah said, Ben Chilik Bechulu. He says there's no difference regarding this, whether it's totally raw or it's a little bit cooked. Now, koya kol gavni het to be gavni is. He's going all the cases of mutter or asr. Hamavar b'sif is that's explained in this sif. But I says you should know the chozad dafka binyanenu. This is all specifically in our context, the Meir Leinu Tzoli that's talking about regarding roasting. Lin keder regarding a pot, meaning cooking in the pot. It's likeder or pot roast. The gamki indin the keder, which also has the same halacha like cooking the pot. Yes, then there is a difference between the chayil and spashak tzaz, between if it's raw or a little bit cooked. The b'chay, and this is what we said in the previous sim. When it's raw, then we'll eat it that you can put it into the pot right before Shabbos, bein b'sar shor, bein b'sar gedivah, whether it's ox meat, whether it's kid goat meat, and bird. It's spashak tzaz, a little bit cooked, asar, then it's forbidden for b'sar gedivah, even if it's soft meat, shemichatah, because you might come to stoke the coals, lo shayich by heter shechor chavayichid, because there you don't have the heter that's going to get singed through the stoking the coals, which we said on the top lines of this Amid. Given the Gudehu is in the pot, so it won't get burnt. But it also needs to be cooked a lot. What's considered cooked a little bit? That was explained in the beginning of the previous siman. They come out, it's just really sham. The first has been holding the actually basically tzarka until it's fully cooked. Because basically, when it gets cooked, more yim and stomach v'aloi, the more cooked to where it's going to get. That's considered already cooked. The shemishim is really, but the yeshem over there holds the mikimishim is basically mechem in the soy. Once it's cooked already, like the way this bender soy eats his food, either a half or a third cooked, nukum bishul gom is considered totally cooked. Umutalit nagabikir v'tandashay negarvakot, and you're ready allowed to put it on the stove or the yitaner that's not even shoveled away or the coals being covered. Sivkat nyud gimel. So the Ramah had said, again, like we said, there's no difference between if it's totally raw or a little bit, or cooked ktsas a little bit. Because the ilu, yochel itzolz me bel yoyim, tzoli haro, because if it was able to be roasted from before Shabbos, an appropriate amount of roasting, efel b'sar shor mutter, then even the ox meat is permitted. In the beginning of Reish Negimel, we had two opinions. What's considered appropriate cook? But regarding roasting, like we said previously, in Siv Katan Dalad. So here, unlike that of a, like we said, of cooking, you don't have any differentiation between Chaylagamri or the special Ktsas. Sivkat Nyodal. The Ramah said further that this is all talking about when we said this idea about Shalim, is that as long as the internal part is whole, we said some are stringent and they hold that when the oven is smeared with clay, Sivkat Nyodal Hakol Shari. It's what it means to say is a fill of a gedev and special kitzas. Even if it's in a pot and it's a little bit cooked. Then we're not concerned that you're going to come to open it and stoke the coals. Simply like because it's sealed with clay. And it's not prepared to be stoked. And this opinion disagrees with the opinion of the Mechaba that's stringent regarding this. Why is there a Ramah saying in the wording somewhat stringent? Even though regarding this idea, it's actually a leniency. Because regarding roasting, which is the second half of his teaching, the not kamin bay, which is what we're discussing in this siman, huchomeret is stringent. Later on, maybe he says yesh mechumim, but actually on this part, it's actually b'yesh mekilin. Sivkan tezvav, which this is the second half of the teaching. Al gabi ha'esh v'chulu, but if it's on the fire, which is uncovered, then everything is forbidden. So in return, he doesn't mean to say al gabi kachol mamash, that's literally on the coals. Because the bezer is certainly such a case of mechaba kol asa. Even according to the mechaba, all of it is asa. Commercial bevel comes as a base, like we said previously, like we can say later on in the next sif. What it means to say is it's leish, means near the fire. And as the Shari Tzion Oisid Beis says, meaning near it, on top of it is called that it's touching the coals even from the sides. That's not what we're talking about. That's the next sif. But Ubola Fugim Mizah says the Mishnah Berurah Midas Machaber is coming to exclude from the opinion of the Machaber Leichilik Bibsagdi, that he did not differentiate between kid goat meat, Shemutter, which is permitted, Benim Tzeleu Betanish Bemachus, whether if it's roasted with a tanner that its opening was covered, Benim Tzeleu Begole Tzeleish, or whether it was roasted uncovered near the fire, Abladaita, but according to his opinion, Ain Het Begdi, there's no Heter. Only if you're roasting it in the tana that's opening is covered. Like we already explained in Sivkat Yud. Because it has to do with Koshle Zika. You're going to open it up, the wind's going to be harmful, and it's not going to open it up. Versus when it's uncovered, so then even Megadiva Oyev with Chashina Lechitoy. Rama says that. Like he ended off, that a tana that piv machusa is just not toch betit, then there's a differentiation between gediva and shar basa, like we explained, and he says that's the meaning like this far. Siv beis, ain't silent, batzel, ubeitza, oi basa, agabigham. You don't roast onions, eggs, or meat on top of the coals. Elikadei should tell me by yoim, only if it's going to be roasted from before Shabbos, mishneit stada from both sides, kemechel ben desoy, the amount of mechel ben desoy, shruchatzi bishula, which is half cooked. Even if it's gedi meat, The kibin shenichal gabe kol, because since he put on the coals, and this is what he referenced before, that sin based on the coals, in as gitin the mebeis chayshish, he's not concerned. Elishri told Meher just that it gets roasted faster. Even though it's going to get singed. We're concerned that it might come to stoke the coals. But it's roasted already. We're not concerned that it's going to come to stoke the coals. Even if it's ox meat, since it's fit to eat, why would he stoke the coals to cause a loss?
Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tet Zayin. Mechaber says in Sif Basi, not let it roast batzel or beitza, onions and egg, and more than shari dvarim. So too is other things, she'ein nechal and chayim, which are not eaten raw, like we explained later on. So you can't roast them, on top of coals, only if it's roasted from before Shabbos, from both sides, kemach ben desoy, which is halfway cooked. Hainu she'noigin ba'agachol, we're talking about where it's touching the coals. And then after it's roasted, yamtin achich va'agacholim, then you have to wait till the coals get extinguished, and then you can take it. Then that's something that would be, that's what we're talking about. Now, being that time, the reason is the chashin mezeh, we're concerned regarding the shemichata, but you might stoke the coals. Even when it's the meat of a kid goat. Like he explains afterwards, because since you placed it on the coals, that's what the mechaber finishes, he says, look, you're not concerned, just that, you know, get it done, even though it's going to get burnt, because it's on the coals itself. So we're concerned shemichata. Now, avlam yitzle b'samach legachom, but if let's say you're roasting it near the coals, kvan zbav sevav, that already explains sevav, das mechab, the pinna mechab, is the psa gediva oif, the meat of goat and birds, which are shurach, which are soft, loichashin klal chatur, we're not concerned for any stoke in the coals, it's going to get singed, it's going to get burnt. Umutalitna b'samach legachashin, then you're allowed to put it right before Shabbos. Afilam leyin islam b'ayim, kemach ben nisai, even if it's not going to be roasted from before Shabbos, like the amount of mach ben nisai, v'adim batzle beitza, beya, and same thing is regarding onions and eggs. Now, regarding ox meat and goat meat, shukash, which is hard, then you need it to be specifically totally roasted from before Shabbos specifically. Which Shartzit Noisidal says, if not, that you put into a tanner and you smear the opening sealed with clay, then you're allowed to put it right before Shabbos, as we mentioned before. And Mishmur explains, because he said, Dilavochi, because of not for that, Chashin Lechidah, then in those cases, we are concerned for stoking the coals, because he's not going to lose through stoking, because those meats, the shur and eis, are not on top of the coals. So it's not going to get burnt. Now, but that's Ramah, the opinion of Ramah is Kapoiskim, like the halachic authorities, the ain't chiluk, that there's no difference between Al-Gabi Gacholm and B'samachlan, whether it's on the coals or near it. Whether it's an ox meat, whether kid or bird type of meat, which again the Shartzin Yisrael points out, if not that you sealed the opening of the oven and it's not smeared with clay, then it's mutar b'sagadi, because then for sure you're not going to come to open it to stoke it because the wind will be harmful. But if not for that factor, there's no difference. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hashir, she told him, "Boydim kamechem nesoy." The measurement is that it has to be roasted from before Shabbos kamechem nesoy. Now, if it's made with clay, sure, they did it. B'chol gavni according to him, it's made in all situations. Let some lechashecha to put it right before Shabbos. Lechashina she is atich bechati. We're not concerned that you're going to break down the clay and stoke it. Because of Sif Aleph, and we already wrote in Sif Aleph, because of Azur, the Rama already wrote that the custom is like this logic. But Shara Tzin Ois Yudzayin says that because according to Beis Yosef, even this is Asr, when you're roasting it on the coals, like the Magid Maritz and Sif Kontes, and the reason, look at Dogel Mervava, which the Dir Shurten brings, that there he writes, that since that the meat is on the coals itself, even if you can open up the tanner is not going to get cooled down, and the meat's not going to get hard, and therefore we are concerned for it. Sif Katan Yud Ches. So the Mechaber said that this is a filo, even if it's cut up, to be clean label sevav that were lenient sevav of hochag bekachom shana here on the coals is different. Like explain, because it's getting singed anyway. So we are concerned that you wouldn't be concerned and that you might come to stoke it. But if it's roasted, then we're not concerned. Even if it's pesach shor, because it's, since it's roal achila, why would you stoke it to cause it to get ruined? The bir halacha. The Ramaschal Lagabe Eish. The Mos said that some of Machmer, they hold that Batana Tach Batit, everything's mutter. But Lagabe Eish, the Magula, is uncovered, everything's asr. And says the Be'er Halacha, even if it's in the Tanner, as long as it's not covered, it's like roasting it uncovered near the fire. where it's not applicable, kashli zika, that the wind's going to make it harmful, because anyways it's open, so therefore, everything's awesome. Which that's the next bi'alach, the mascha kolos, what he means to say is even sargni, and that is, until it's roasted from before Shabbos, kamechem and nesar, according to this opinion. Even by b'sar sh'ar, ox meat, it's enough for this measurement. Whether you roast it near the fire, which is samachloi, or on the fire, everything's the same according to that opinion. Now, however, according to the Rambam, which is the opinion of Mechab and Sabav and Beis, on the fire, literally on the fire, not specifically on the coals, literally, same thing as on the side of the coals, but as long as it's touching, says the Prima Gadim, so then it's the same, the Besar of Gedi and Shar, for the Shir of Mechab and Desoy, as Burton said Beis, and not on top of the fire, literally, but near an uncovered fire, which the same thing is with a Tana that the opening is covered, but it's not plastered, everything is the same according to them. Psar Shar is Aster until it's Nisbash called Sarka, like Rav Mishpah Sif Daud. Psar Gedi is totally Mutter, as we said in Sif Aleph. So therefore the Ramah does not mention explicitly that according to this opinion, there's a leniency when it's roasted before Shabbos Kamechim and the Soy, that's Mutter even by Psar Shar, because he doesn't need this. Because anyways, the Ramah wrote already in Rishon Gimel at the end of Sif Aleph, that even in the Kedera, the Minik is to be Mekel, that it's enough, or Mechim and the Soy. So that's what the Vilna Gaon and other Chaim say to answer the Taz's question. The Ramah in Tzayil and Bechulum, that Mechaber said you cannot roast onions, eggs, meat on the coals, only if it's roasted on both sides, kamat b'nesai, which is chatzi b'shulei. So he said, look at Mishru that we wrote, that regarding samach l'gachalim, near the coals, Mechaber equates onions, eggs, and to the case of kid goat meat, which is pashut, because the reason of besar gedi is that it's quick to cook when it's roasted, that you don't have to do chitui, and therefore actually stoking will ruin it. For sure, by other things besides for meat, which is quicker to cook more than gedi. And the proof is that regarding kidrachaisa, that even by gedi is permitted, because you must see if that's from it, that it's not going to get cooked by the evening. Regarding other things besides meat, that doesn't help, like the Mogi Ramites and Sevkot Dal, which the chitui is going to ruin it. The Maslav of Kishnitzel, Machabah said, when it's roasted, come back from the soy, then we're not concerned. They can come to even by Besar Shur, because since Royal Achila, why would you ruin it? And even according to those who say it's forbidden in the beginning of Rishon Gimel regarding Bishul, and they hold that it has to be in Bishul Kotarka, here regarding roasting, everyone agrees that it would be enough when it's the amount of Michael Ben Yosai. The issue number 7, we're talking about that sealing the oven with clay as a deterrent. So to closing and locking the tana with a lock, Chaznish writes that that's effective as tach betit. And even if you find the pot on top of the tana and not in the locked off area, Chaznish writes that's permitted to leave it over there, because since you sealed with clay the place where the fire is. So to regarding heating the waters of a mikveh, which were not heated before Shabbos, that the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Chavav that is a gzera of shehiyah. The Pitim Shalom Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv is that if the room of where the heating is locked, then a person would be allowed to do shehiyah. Now regarding a gas stove, which you remove the knobs, is that considered like this sign of recognition of like a deterrent of tach b'tid? Rabbi Shalom Zalman writes it's hard to be makri, hard to come out regarding this question. So to a tanner, that its knobs are locked, that's hard to permit to do shia on top of it, and for sure to do shia on the tanner which removed the knobs. And he had something to explain, because our tanner are not similar to the tanner which is tach betit, just sealed with clay by the opening, because there you can't see the coals at all, in contrast to our flames. On the other hand, Vosner writes that a stove that you remove the knobs, it would seem that is a hecker, like a tanner tach betit, and therefore that would be a permissibility, as we're saying over here, regarding this halachas of shehiyah. There's number 8. Even though placing a pot on top of the coals, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Rishon Gimel Sif Aleph that has halacha like Kadmon Benova Moisim Hevel, and it's forbidden even on Erev Shabbos, Prima Gadim explains that it is only by a pot, that since its walls are heated up through the coals, that's like a way of insulating, which is not the case when you're putting the actual food itself without a pot, like when you're roasting, because there's no walls that are getting heated up. So that's not considered hatman according to everyone, like Shulchan Aruch Rab, that actually rejects this svara from what wrote in Shulchan Aruch later on, Simchat Nechesiv Gimel, that there is a hatman even regarding an egg. And he adds on that it's a dechi to explain that the klipa is considered like a kli. So therefore, it's not so simple how you're allowed to be roasting if that would be similarly like a halacha hatman, which is actually forbidden to be done from before Shabbos.